הכל צפי ורשוס נסונה ובטוף העולם נידן והכל לפי רוב המסה. הפסקה הזאת כולל בסניונים גדולים מאוד ולא יהיו מעין הדברים הללו אלא רבי עקיבא. וזה פירושה בקיצר ובתנאי, the first part we saw last time, so we'll just read through to get to where we had left off. וזה הפירוש בקיצור, בתנאי שטוב מה שקודם בפרקים שהוקדמו. הוא אומר, כל מה שבעולם ידוע לפניו יסלה, והוא צוף עושה מראש, והוא אומר, הכל צופוי. Again, so as we mentioned, a tzof is a scout, meaning he sees what's at a distance. So hakol tzofoi doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the present. No, hakol tzofoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what's at a distance, meaning the future. אחר כך אומר, ואל תחשוב שכיוון שהוא יסעה ליודע עשה מייסם, ההכרח מחויה ושיהיה האודם אונוס על כל מעשם מן המעשם. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, don't think that that dictates that things are predetermined. El kol odem b'chiri b'meshehu osa. A person has the free will. V'hu amro v'harushus nasuna. He has the wherewithal. He has the capacity. Again, rishus not in the sense of permission, but rishus more in the sense of, as in Perek Beis, about havu zehirin barishus. Rishus means the in that context it means the secular authorities. It means that those who have the power. So in this context, it means the wherewithal, the capacity. But rishus nesuna, klomi rishus kol adam nesuna lo, kefi shebe'arnu b'parak hashmini. Here in the parish of Mishnayos, it's not really it's not relevant. So the Rambam doesn't present it, but in Hilchos Tshuva, where he happens to use that same phrase, but in Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, if you take a look at Rosai, so Rishus Kolodim Pesuvo, in Ratzel Atos Atzmo, the Derech Tova V'Lios Tzadik, Harishus Biyodim. In Ratzel Atos Atzmo, the Derech Ra'a V'Lios Rasha, Harishus Biyodim. The same, again, from our Mishnah, the Rambam uses that Lashon Rishus. Who shekosev b'Torah, pein ha'odam hoya ka'achad mimenu ladas tova ra. Klomer, pein min zeh shel odam hoya echad ba'olam ve'ein lo min sheni dome lo b'zeh ha'inyan sheyehehu me'atzmo b'daitu v'machshavto yodeya ha'tova ra ve'osa koma shul chofetz ve'ein lo mi sheyeakev al yodo milasas ha'tova ha'ra. So the Rambam here teaches the pasuk in Shmona Prakim, which he actually, I think the reason the Rambam isn't Ma'arich here is because he refers us back to Shmona Prakim, where he was Ma'arich. In Shmona Prakim, the Rambam tells us that the mocha for what he's saying is the Targum Unkelus. That the way the Rambam is teaching the pasuk of Hein Ha'odim Hoya Ka'achan Mimenu, so Rashi, the way Rashi interprets this pasuk of Hein Ha'odim Hoya Ka'achan Mimenu, is that Achad means like Avimelech says, Kemat Shachav Achad Ha'am. Achad sometimes means the unique one. And Mimenu means from amongst us. So Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the Malachim and says that Adam Lamata is Ka'achad Mimenu, is like the unique one amongst us, meaning. And if he'll live forever, so then people will think they're shtei reshuyos, so it's necessary to forestall that, to prevent that possibility. That's how Rashi teaches ka'achad mimenu, right? The way the trap goes also that achad goes with mimenu. The Rambam teaches hein ha'adam hoya ka'achad. Unkelus says it's understood. Unkelus puts in Yechidi Ba'alma. Unkelus puts in the word Ba'alma. Adam is unique. In what sense is Adam unique? He's unique in that Mimenu Tovara, that from within, internally, Mimenu, the Daito Nachshavta, Mimenu, internally, he has the capacity Ladas Tovara. But that's how Unkelus teaches. Hena Adam, Hoya Ka'achad, he's Ka'achad Ba'alma. Ba'alma, Unkelus puts in, is understood in the Pasuk. And then Mimenu goes with the Ladas Tovara. Mimenu, that's in Yiddish, you say from Zech, that Mimenu that means Vedai to the Machshavta, from within, he has the capacity. He has the capacity, ladas tovara. So this is very, very important in the following sense. I think generally, if we're asked to, I don't know, give what does it mean that we have b'chira chavshus? So we generally say, you know, we have free will to decide what to do. That we make our own choices in life. And the Rambam says it means much more than that. That's only really the second half of what the Yisod is. The second half is that we have the freedom to decide. The first half is that we have the capacity to recognize what's right and wrong, and then we have the free will to decide accordingly. But the first half is that Mimenu Ladas Tovara, that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave us the ability to understand, to discern, to differentiate between tov and ra. And as is the trademark of any true insight, you know, once we hear it, so the reaction is, well, of course, because what's tagme? What does it do? What does it accomplish that a person has free will if he doesn't have the knowledge to be able to decide how to exercise that free will? So what do I gain by having bechir chafshis if I don't have the capacity to differentiate tov and ra? And so I have free will, so I can decide. You know, heads I'll do this, and tails I'll do that. That's what Bechir Chavshus is. Omer u'mishpatei Hashem in bnei Adam einam ela v'chesed, meaning despite the fact that we have bechira, that's the hemshech in the Mishnah. Despite the fact that we have bechira, and therefore there is accountability, and one might have expected that therefore we should be subjected and held accountable only and purely by the strictest midas hadin. That's not true. Ubetuva olam nidon and mishmatei Hashem and bnei Adam einam ela v'chesed lo b'shuras hadin hamutal aleihem k'moshe pirish yisalva mita'orav. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself lists, V'omer erech apayim v'rav chesed. V'omru chazarshin erech apayim v'tzadikim v'lirushoyim. V'omer anovi v'tiyer tov hashem l'chesed. Acha kach omer, Rabbi Yehuda continues, Shahamailos einan musogos al pi godel hamaisa, el al pi riboy minyan hamaisa. The way a person internalizes a midah is only through constant reinforcement. So it's not necessarily the magnitude of a one-time action, but it's rather the frequency of the repeated actions which will determine whether a person is able to cultivate a a particular midah. Ki ha-mailas enen musagas ala b'chazor u'kfol es ha-maisim ha-tovim pa'omim rabos. U'bazeh tikone ha-regilus. And that's how a person makes it habitual. That's how a person, again, cultivates and internalizes the trait. Lo b'shayasa ha-odam pula achas gedola mi-pulos ha-tov. One big splash. Kizel levando ain nicknames bar regilus. Hamoshal baza, an example. Adam shenasa namisha zakai lechach elav dinim bevasachas. There's an oni who has accumulated a lot of debt, Rachman Litzlan, and this person who has the resources to do so he cuts him a big check. So he writes a big check. He gives him $10,000. So one check for $10,000. Ein nikneis lo milas hanadivos b'maisa habodet hazeh hagadol. The effect that has on the person, on the donor, it is not comparable. Kefisha nikneis lemisha nisnadiv elef pa'amim be'elef dinrim v'nasan koldino mehem derech nadivos. Now, each time he's walking down the street and a bona fide oni, a bona fide nitzrach, comes and asks, well, he tells him it's lemezona, so he doesn't have to be bodek. And he responds time after time to need, ki zen nichpala al yado. So even though they both have the same tax deduction in terms of how much money they gave to tzedakah, Maybe a marshal for the Rambam's marshal is like this. Let's say a person is looking to, I don't know, maybe because his muscles atrophied, or just stop. A person is looking to build the muscle mass. So l'chore, it's certainly the case. The fact that he'll, on a one-time basis, he'll lift something that weighs chveis, I don't know, 500 pounds, and eich shehu, he'll, I don't know, the adrenaline will be. Will be flowing and he'll be able to do that. Or he'll go to the gym day in, day out and lift a smaller weight. So clearly it's how many times you exercise the muscle. It's not the muscle has to be exercised. You can't lift a pencil and expect to make too much progress. But it's how many times. And how many times the person exercises the muscle rather than how much weight was what was lifted. So the same thing is true when we're talking about a spiritual muscle, as it were. When we're talking about developing a midah, it's how many times the person, again, exercises that muscle for generosity. That's what's going to get that muscle into shape. Now clearly, right, it's clear that let's say a person comes and the person right away, the bank is gonna foreclose on his home. And he needs a loan right now of $5,000 to make a payment to prevent foreclosure. So what are you going to do? And let's say the person can afford to make that loan, to extend that loan. So he's going to say no. He's going to say it's a beferish Rambam in Perush Mishnayos of a law al pi amaisa. No, I'll give you come today. I'll give you a dollar. You come tomorrow. I'll give you another dollar. And gradually, over the course of the next 15 years or so, I'll give you the Rambam is talking about. if a person can do that without compromising the tzedakah that needs to be accomplished. Obviously, a person can't apply this Mishnah at the expense of the oni of the nitzvach. The same you saw that the way the way we acquire amida, the way we internalize amida, is through the constant repetition and reinforcement. So the Rambam has here in Hilchos Deos as well, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, V'ketzed Yagel Odom Atzmo V'Deos Elu Ad Sheyikavu Bo. How does a person again embed these character traits within himself? How does he internalize them? Yasa v'yishna v'yishalish, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Yasa v'yishna v'yishalish v'maisim she'osa al pi ha'deos ha'mtzoyos v'yachsu v'hen tomid. It requires constant reinforcement. The reinforcement is necessary not only to develop the midah in the first place, but it's also indispensable to retain the midah. It's not just, well, I need to constantly yasa v'yishna v'yishalish to initially be konya the midah and the divos. But once it was acquired, so then, no, let's say over the course of the year, an oni or someone, that they have, on a monthly basis, they're going to need help. So you can write them a check for $1,000 at the beginning of the year, which they'll then use, chveis, $80 or so a month, or you can write them a monthly check. So the Rambam says, again, assuming that they don't feel badly about the fact that they're getting repeated checks, according, assuming that it's not in their head, but write the 12 checks. So the Rambam says that remains, even if a person has already been toned that midah of nedivus, that remains. The tomid here is that the Rambam tells us here in our mission is just al pi maisa. How do you know that even after the person was kona the midah, that it also requires this constant reinforcement? So that the Rambam discusses earlier back in Perek Beis. If you take a look in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, again, the numbering of the Mishnah differs, but in this edition, it's Mishnah Dalid. Hillel Omer, Al-Tifash Menat Tzibor. Hillel Omer, Al-Tifash Menat Tzibor, Val-Tamin Be'atzmucha Ad Yom Moscha. So if you take a look in the Rambam writes, Omer ki ha'odam afal pi shehusko lo tchuna nala b'nafsho v'nishazka. Exactly what we're talking about here in the end of Perek Gimel in Ovis, in the Rambam and Perek Aleph, that the person's already been kona the midah. It's not a question that the person doesn't have the midah. No, he's a tremendous philanthropist. Again and again and again, he's acted with nedivos. Ki ha'odam afal pi shehusko lo tchuna nala b'nafsho v'nishazka lo yoshev yodo milachzor v'laso satovos kidei lehosev b'chizok v'lo yiftach v'yoma. A person shouldn't complacently feel that my lezuk vor huska v'lo yitochen shetosor ki afsho shetosor. It's never locked in. It needs the constant reinforcement, and that's what we just read in the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Deos of the Yachsu Mahem Tomit. וכן בתורה אין שכר מי שפודו שבוי ומאיר דינרים, back to the Rambam here in the end of the parashah Gimel in the parashah Mishnayos. וכן בתורה אין שכר מי שפודו שבוי ומאיר דינרים, או עושה צדקה עם עוני ומאיר דינרים, שהם די מחסורו, כמי שפודו עשר שבויים, או השלם מחסור עשר עניים, ואפילו בעשר דינרים. ועל פי זה תידון. וזהו עניין לפי רוב המעשה, right? The number of instances, as opposed to לא על פי המעשה, as opposed to whatever the cumulative effect of on others of the one of the ma'asim is. You know, this, on the one hand, it's kind of, it's certainly sobering, and one can even sort of process it in a way that's discouraging. But what the Rambam, what we just read, that the Rambam, in commenting on Hillel's, Al Tamin Ba'atzmucha Ad Yom Moscha, ולא יפתח ביום המילה זו כבר הוסקה, ולא ייתכן שתעשור, כי אפשר שתעשור. Which basically means that a person can never let his guard down. So it is and should be sobering. It can be, but shouldn't be discouraging in that. You know, we would sort of like things to be, let's say someone hands you a lot of cash. So you feel very vulnerable, because if you lose the envelope or chas v'shalom, someone comes and steals, so then it's not like a check that you can call the bank and stop payment or something. You're going to be totally out. So you feel a sense of relief when you get to the bank. And you hand it to the teller, and then it's now in a federally insured account. So you feel a sense of relief. So we'd like to do that with, you know, okay, so, you know, I'd like to deposit, you know, the Midas HaNedivos, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, it was a long, hard journey, but, you know, and says the Rambam, don't think to yourself, lo yitachin shetosor, ki afshor shetosor. But the emphasis is that Al Tam Ba'atzmucha Ad Yom Moscha is just the other side of the coin of Ad Yom Moso Techakalo, that even if a person is Kol Yom Ba'avera, he can do Tshuva Ba'achrona. And we can't have one without the other. So to know that no matter how many times I've acted on a Midah Ro'ah, I still have the potential to correct that. I still have the potential to change that. So for that reality to exist, so then the Al Tamin Ba'atzmucha Ad Yom Moscha has to exist also. And for that reason, it's not discouraging. It's sobering, but it shouldn't be discouraging, because it's part of something which means that there's always potential, that there's always hope, but there's always room for a person to improve, for a person to redeem, for a person to grow, no matter how old and no matter how impacted the problems are. Who are your Omer? Hakom Nosun, who is this? This is still Rabbi Akiva. Who are your Omer? Hakom Nosun, Be'erovon. Behamitsuda Prusa Kol Achayim. Behachanus Psucha, Behachen Veni Makiv, Behapinkos Psucha, Behayot Kosevas. Behold, the road to Lilba is above and over. והגבון מחז ונתומד בכל יום ונפון מן האודם לדייתו ושלא לדייתו. ויש להם על מה שיסמוכו, והדין דין אמס והכל מסוכן לסעודה. What does the Rambam say? מקיף ממתן לחוב ואינו טוב לאלתר. He extends credit. והמושל הזה בורו ועניינו ידוע. ודין הקדוש ברוך הוא זר החפיים. That the din v'cheshbon isn't instantaneous. V'masha omer v'chol arotze lilvos bo v'lova mechazik is inyan akodem. Again, so lova in this, again, lova means that a person incurs debt. So again, that's a moshul that a person can incur moral, spiritual liability. Rachman l'tzlan. It's called a rotza lilvos bavalova. The halva is not imposed. Ela al b'chi b'chira sa'odem hu osa ma'asha yirtza mimasav. Hu ma'asha oma ha'gabo'in hu moshal al ha'movis usho yisurim ha'yisurim ha'bo'in al ha'odem. So if one sort of wants to describe what with this very powerful evocative imagery that Rabbi Akiva is using, what Rabbi Akiva is communicating is that we should live with a sense of accountability. And the person should recognize that even though at times we certainly fall prey to this illusion, that Olam Haza is a bridge. Olam Haza is something which is... which is transient. Rabbelazar ben Azariah Omer, Imein Torah ein derech eretz, Imein derech eretz ein Torah, Imein chochma ein yira, Imein yira ein chochma, Imein das ein bina, Imein bina ein das, Imein kamach ein Torah, Imein Torah ein kamach. What does that mean? Says the Rambam. Kavanoso bazeh, Shekol echad mehem, Mowil lemetzius hasheni umashlimo. That there's a reciprocity between the two. Each one complements the other. So let's say, for instance, Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. Translating Derech Eretz in this context, as the Rambam sometimes does, to mean a person's midos. So on the one hand, the mitzvahs HaTorah are designed to guide the person in cultivating the proper midos, to mold his midos. So Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. Meidach gisa, and again, not in a circular sense. In ein derech eretz ein Torah, the more corrupt a person's midos are, so then the less receptive he is to Torah. So the two complement each other. The two complement each other. Omram dvar bebino bedas. Let's say the last example, in kemach ein Torah, main Torah in kemach. What does it mean? In kemach ein Torah, if a person is going to be afflicted, rachmana litzlan, with dikduke hanius, so it's going to cause so much bittul Torah in terms of he's going to be worried and preoccupied yom and v'layla with trying to pay off debts and with trying to find where the next how he's going to pay the next month's electric bill, rachmana litzlan. On the other, what does it mean in kemach? For the kemach to be meaningful, for the time spent on earning a panasa, on having what one needs physically, materially, for that to be meaningful, for that to be redeemed and elevated, so that's only at this Torah. So there's a reciprocal relationship between each of these pairs, that they complement each other. Omnam dvar bebino v'das hu inyan philosophi dak ma'od. It's very subtle. Va'ani askiro v'histamech al havonas misha iyen kmar v'inyan hazeh. V'hu. Ki hadeya hazos hamusag yaslanu v'hanignes al yadenu eina ela hasogosenu es hamuskolos sh'onu masigim. Bein sha'onu menatchem es ha'tzura v'naskir bo, o sh'nasag es ha'tzuros ha'nifrodos b'mtzi'uson mibli sh'nigvayim anachnu deya. Elohim b'mtzi'uson deya. V'ha'asoga ha'zos hi ha'nikres bina. V'hi ha'das. U'b'das gam naskir v'tia lanu yecholas l'hasig ma'sha nasig. Ukeiluhu omer im lo nasig muskol ein lanu das vim ein lanu das lo nasig muskol ki bedas nasigehu ulahavin zos kosher v'afilu min asfarim sh'nischabu b'zeh kol shekein misham mikan ele hinchinu lo zeh hanchaya bilvad. So there's actually sort of two layers here. One, but just for today, maybe I'm not sure this is the first layer, or maybe this is preliminary to what the Rambam is talking about. When the Rambam Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah talks about the Tzelem Elokim, so it's clear from the Rambam's presentation that Tzelem Elokim, one can speak of it on either of two levels or on either of two dimensions. There's Tzelem Elokim with which a person is born. A person is created with Tzelem Elokim, a person is born with Tzelem Elokim, but that's only a potential Tzelem Elokim. Then, if the person can realize that and can actualize the Tzelem Elokim, so on the one hand, the person needs that Tzelem Elokim, he needs that capacity for Das in order to attain the Das, Das Hashem, which will translate into Yiras Hashem v'chulu, Dikduk v'mitzvahs. So a person needs the Das in order to be able to attain the Das. Me'idach gisa, until and unless he attains it, what he has is not really das. And that's one sort of one level on which the reciprocity between the das and bina exists. That on the one hand, the capacity needs to be there, but meidav gisa, the capacity in and of itself, is meaningless if it's not unless it's realized, and that's one level on which the reciprocity exists. The other thing is what we said now was not so deep, was not so profound. And the Rambam is talking about something here which he says is tremendously deep and tremendously profound. So obviously there's more to it than this, but we'll leave it here for today. Okay. I thank you very much for the forbearance.